Hello, my loves. Welcome to another episode of my podcast. I'm Julia, and you're listening to Mental Station. I hope y'all are doing well. Today, we're dealing with a very important topic, which has even more influence on us during the pandemic than before. I'm talking about happiness and social media. In this episode, we are going to hear from two lovely guests who will explain to us from different points of views if and how social media and happiness go together. But first, I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Hannah, would you like to start?
Of course! My name is Hannah, and you must know me from Instagram. I mean, if you don't, then you probably live under a rock. I have so many followers. We just hit the 5 million mark and we're still going strong. I also love other platforms like Tumblr, Pinterest, Snapchat, and I also have a YouTube channel with 1.5 million subscribers. It's called Hannah's Life, so definitely go check it out.
Well, that sounds great. I'm psyched to have you here. I already checked out your social media platforms and I have to admit, I love your content. Let's move on to our second guest. Welcome, Michelle. Would you like to say a few words about yourself?
Thank you. My name is Michelle and I'm a psychologist, author and lecturer. I graduated from Harvard at 16 years old in 2007 and I'm since researching how the brain works. I'm also holding lectures frequently at Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Brown and Columbia. I've already published 4 books and I'm currently writing my 5th, which is about the influence of social media on mental health.
How interesting! Let's dive into this week's topic. I have to admit, I really like using Instagram. Looking at posts and memes, sharing my own content, engaging with my followers in comments and direct messages takes up several hours a day and sometimes it exhausts me. So I can imagine that a lot of people could struggle with it. Could you tell us a little bit about the risks of social media, Michelle?
What do you mean risks? There are no risks to something so amazing. Social media is such a great way of connecting to people all around the globe. There's just no way something this great could be bad in any way.
Well, one of the most famous risks of social media is that people can become easily addicted to it. Naturally, addictions are not exactly beneficial for your mental state, obviously. People may spend increasingly too much time just scrolling through the posts. Furthermore, you can also get addicted to receiving likes and followers on your own platform. Another risk is that users often compare themselves to people they see on social media, to people that promote an unrealistic beauty standard. The Royal Society of Public Health recently showed that 9 out of 10 young females are unhappy with the way they look. Social media is a reason for this. Most images you see on the platforms aren't completely real, and the activities you see on their pages aren't necessarily either. Most of the times, you only get to see the positive sides in their lives and rarely real unhappy moments. Further, bullying is still an issue we have to fix when it comes to online platforms. As people can be anonymous, the inhibition level to be mean is so much lower. All these things are bad for your mental health and can have the potential to trigger mental illnesses.
Well, you mentioned mental health illnesses as one of the risks. Could you explain to us how social media affects our mental health?
Yes, of course. As already said, social media can trigger unhappiness, anxiety, or even depression. Studies have shown that heavier use of social media increases the probability of suffering from depression. Spending at least 5 hours a day on social media actually triples the risk of depression compared to spending 2 hours at most on the platforms. Also, with potential obsessive and addictive behavior, there's a risk of becoming addicted to the use of social media, likes, and staying up to date. If this happens, you might neglect your offline life, duties, and real relationships, which eventually will make you even more unhappy. Another influence on the mental health is the possible disconnection from reality. This may form a distorted view of reality. For example, beauty standards or productivity may be compared, leading to a discontent with one's own body or productivity and achievements. This is also a reason why social media has the potential to trigger unhappiness or even depression.
I don't see it affecting my mental health at all. It is just a great way to connect to all my followers. If anything, I feel better because people tell me that I look so good. Also, I encourage people to live their best lives, and showing them what they could achieve is just so helpful to all of them, really.
Hannah, I see you have a strong belief that happiness and social media go very well together. How can social media and happiness be combined, in your opinion?
Social media and happiness are a match made in heaven. It has given me such great opportunities throughout my life. I am who I am because of it, and I have never been happier, ever. Isn't that something fantastic? I mean, I get so many likes and followers every day. They just really love me. I don't see how you couldn't. Sure, there are some who try to hate on me, but those people are just jealous losers who don't know what to do with their lives. It's just so toxic that people are jealous of my success, but I learned to look past that. Everything else would just be wrong.
I'd also like to say something about that. In some cases, social media can actually increase one's happiness, but since only few people know how to use it well, this is rarely the case. I have collected a few tips so that you and the audience become that rare case. To use social media in a healthy way that contributes to your own and others' happiness, you have to understand and be aware of the risks. You should not compare yourself to others. Social media does not show the reality. Do not focus or obsess over likes, comments, and followers. They do not have any actual meaning, and you do not need them for validation. Also, while doing these things, set yourself limits and don't spend too much time on the platforms. Try to take some social media breaks and time off social media every once in a while. Do not fall into the trap of FOMO.
Can you explain what FOMO means for the listeners that do not know yet?
Of course. FOMO is an acronym for fear of missing out. It refers to the feeling that others might experience something that I don't, and is a desire to stay connected and informed with others. Some people experience it when they do not go to an event or party that friends attend, but it also occurs in the world of social media, in thinking that you are missing out important posts. Another tip I wanted to share with the audience is do not write unnecessarily negative comments on other people's accounts, but instead leave positive ones or useful criticism. Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Well, thank you guys. This was a very interesting and important discussion. Would you like to say some final words?
Yeah, it was so interesting. Anyways, don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Snapchat and Tumblr and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Love you all so much. Bye!
Well, I hope I managed to help you a little with my expertise. If you want to know more about the topics I mentioned, you can always read my books. Thanks for having me on your podcast. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, guys. I think we learned a lot today about social media and how it can affect our happiness. And please, if you have to deal with bullies or haters on social media or witness someone being bullied, please speak up. Your mental health is so much more important than your followers count. Thank you for listening, and if you want to hear more about this topic, click on the subscribe button. Until next week, bye!